All right, want to shift gears a little bit. Joining me right now is Jason Saltzman. Jason, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
Good. Thanks for joining me, man. How are you today?
You know what? Thanks for having me.
I think it's
great to have, you know, public dialogue on stuff, so
yeah,
I'm with you on that.
You got it. So let me explain. Well, why don't you explain who you are a little bit, and then I'll talk about how we got you on as a guest. So tell
okay.
folks who you are.
Well, I think most people would know me who don't spend their time on the online as a former media critic at the Rocky Mountain News. I wrote a column every other week on media issues. Since then, I've become a blogger. I blog at bigmedia.org, and I cross-post on Huffington Post and Colorado Polls and elsewhere. And I blog from a liberal, a progressive perspective. I don't try and hide it, but I try to be fair and accurate. I try to reach out to folks like, you know, are more conservative, like Jeff Crank. Right
yes,
there,
sir. That's right. And you try and hold
and,
me accountable, right?
Right. Or, you know, we have our disagreements, too. I mean, that's clear. But we have disagreements on what's fair and what's accurate. And
sure.
Somebody likes to ask questions. And I appreciate, so I asked Jeff, he'll explain a question this week, and he invited me on a show.
Yeah, that's right. So let me kind of explain. This was actually, I think, 2 weeks ago on this show. And I've got this clip, Jason. I'm talking to my board operator, Jason. I have this clip in which I talked about the New Year's Eve shows, and there were a couple of them. I think I specifically mentioned CNN and NBC, and I talked about those. And let me play a little bit of what I said a couple of weeks ago about those shows, which I kind of found kind of overtly disturbing in a number of ways. Let me play that.
You know what they did?
There, and it was a total setup, but they had this reporter right, there was a barricade right behind her, and she's talking about, oh, it's so great, it's the new year, the very first thing, right at the stroke of midnight, you know, all the confetti drops, it's, oh, it's such a wonderful thing, and she turns around and she looks at a guy who's standing there, and I got to tell you, it was a freaky looking dude. And she goes, isn't this just wonderful? Happy New Year to him. And he turns around, and his quote-unquote partner turns around, and they kiss each other right there. And, oh, yeah, this was just a wonderful, heartwarming moment that just happened to come about. Now, I'm not going to play that whole piece because it goes on. It's another minute and a half or something like that. So I don't know what day of the week it was, but you wrote a blog post, and it says Republican talk radio host. It'd be nice if some of the Republicans that I regularly skin because they are earmarkers and big spenders knew that I was a Republican. And, I'm a Republican. Should explain why he thinks gays kissing on NBC was disgusting. And then you go through and...
Well, you did say disgusting later, just to be fair.
Okay, yeah, that is fair. That is fair, and I'm going to make sure that we're fair in this, that's for sure. So you talk briefly about how Crank was hating CNN's Kathy Griffin, who he called a liberal leftist scumbag, and he had nothing kind to say about anchor Anderson Cooper. I don't love them either, and it sounds like there was plenty to criticize about their broadcast. But one thing that really made Crank mad, blah, blah, blah. And then you go through and you put in the transcript of what was said, and you say, Crank, this is the transcript. Crank says, you know what they did? The very first thing right at the stroke of midnight, you know, all the confetti drops, that sort of thing. But this is what I actually said.
You know what they did? There, and it was a total setup.
And it was a total setup.
But they had this reporter right. There was a barricade right behind her, and she's talking about, oh, it's so great, it's the new year, the very first thing.
Now, there's where you started again, the very first thing. So you left out the part that I was talking about it being a setup, and that part of that was what I thought was disgusting is the fact
okay.
that is the fact that you've got all of these people pushing an agenda, and it was clearly set that way. I mean, I don't know if you actually saw it, Jason, or not, but
no, I was going to look it up. I was going to look, see if there was a clip, but I didn't see it. But, it sounded, some of the antics that you described did sound crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Now, here's the other problem I have, is there's a whole part of that before the part that you posted, where I talk about Kathy Griffin on CNN, and you mention it, but I talked about her kissing Anderson's Cooper's crotch, not anything homosexual, but it did, I mean, it did gross me out, not something I want to explain to my kids. I talked about in previous years that she stripped down her clothes, took her clothes off and stuff, and I'm kind of like, this is ridiculous. But you focused on the one thing and tried to make it sound like I was just trying to bash people because there was this kiss.
Well, I hear, you know what? I thought of that when I wrote it, and I listened to it again, and I thought the quote I used of yours, that it was disgusting.
Yeah,
I thought it referred to the kiss, really, because it came right after that, and I did set it up, and I even said, you know, in my introduction that there were some silly things and that were going on that you had described, that you had been talking about, and that were, you know, legitimate to criticize. So what you're saying then, one of the reasons why I tweeted you and wanted to talk to you about it was to see if you were referring, the disgusting part was referring to, you know, two men kissing on TV, or whether it was that other stuff you were describing as, you know, whether that was isolated, if that would have been as disgusting to you without the crotch kissing.
Right.
And I think the crotch kissing goes too far personally on TV as well. But what I have to say, listening to that transcript, that's what I thought. And then that's why I wanted, you before I even posted the blog, I tried to reach out. I didn't wait that long. Maybe I could have waited longer, but you could have gotten back to me, too. I don't know, either way.
Yeah.
And so, so that leaves the question, which was, you know, was it? Would you have said that the kiss in itself was disgusting?
Yeah. Let me do this. This is, in radio, we call this the suspense, okay? This is selling. This is selling your next segment, buddy. Let me do this. Let me do this. I'll answer that question, and I've got another part of the clip that I want to play, and we'll get to all of that in the next segment. You have time. I think we got you booked for another segment, right, Jason?
I'm fine. Whatever you want, I'm available for
okay,
you.
We'll hold you over. Man, that's pretty good. That's the hook in radio. I was pretty proud of that.
That was very well done.
Thank
very
you,
perfectly
man.
Perfectly timed.
We'll be back. Jason Salzman up next, right after the news on The Jeff Frank Show.
AM 740 KVOR and KVOR.com.
All right, we are back. Jason Salzman from the Big Media Blog joins me. And Jason, so thanks for waiting through that, the hook, if you will. So that we can get to the answer. Let me rephrase it just a little.
I'm excited myself.
There
that
you go. See,
so
I was really proud because I don't do that well usually. So, you know,
I would have sat through all those commercials. I would have sat through double that amount.
That's right. So let me reframe it just a little bit. Jason criticized me in a blog a little bit over this last week from something I said 2 weeks ago on the show. I played that just a few minutes ago. It was me talking about the New Year's Eve shows on CNN as well as NBC. The final sort of point that I made was that we had there was this planned out moment on NBC that right after the stroke of midnight, this reporter sort of turns around and it just happens to be two gay people. And the one kisses his partner, and you know, I said in the whole thing, what word did I use? Disgusting, is that the word? I can't remember. But
that was it. Yeah,
that was it. And so you wanted to know if I thought that particular moment was disgusting, or if I thought that it would be just as disgusting if two heterosexuals had kissed. Is that basically the question?
Yes.
To reset the hook, if you will.
There you go.
Well, look, I think a couple of things. I do think that it is, I think what I was referring to when I talked about it disgusting is two things. I think it is the whole social setup that the media tries to use, whether it's all the stuff that was on CNN or whether it was this sort of setup moment on NBC to try and push it, what is a social agenda. And I find that disgusting. And I will tell you, I find it dispiriting. I find it wrong. I find it terrible that on the one night of the year when every most kids are up at midnight, that people have to describe that. If there were two heterosexuals kissing there, most American families wouldn't have to explain that moment to their children that were watching it. And I just think it's wrong that we continue to have that forced upon us so that we have to talk to our kids about it. And I just wonder why people don't respect that there are some people who don't want to have to describe that to their children. And that's kind of, you know, why it isn't on the cartoon channel, why we don't do it regularly on the cartoon channel during the day.
The trouble with that is at some point you reach a point in society where you accept that people accept certain social behaviors. You're saying that two gay men kissing, despite the sort of complete saturation, partial saturation we see of those issues in Hollywood on primetime TV, you don't think we've reached that point where it's acceptable?
No, I think it is to most Americans, and I guarantee you to the listeners of this show right now, and you might think that's a very skewed audience, and I'm sure that it is. But I think if you did a poll right now in America and said, is that acceptable to show on primetime TV or when children are watching on TV, most American citizens, I think a majority of American citizens would say that it's not. And I'm sorry to tell you that. I mean, but that I think is the disconnect sometimes between big media and real America. I just believe that it is.
Well, you know what? It would be an interesting poll question. And I submit, maybe you're right. But nonetheless, it's all over the place. It's all over primetime TV already. It's all, you know, that very widely popular shows, you know, the most popular show, you know, in the country.
Sure.
Among them are showing gay men kissing. So I think that people have to get real.
And Jason, all that is an admission by you that the media is trying to use the media, whether it's networks trying to use it in their evening shows, or whether it's things like CNN and what they did, or NBC and that instance that they did. They're not trying to be impartial. They're not trying to be just report the news or what happened at that. They're trying to draw a narrative of a story so that the rest of America will accept their reality of what America should be. I mean, is that fair?
More likely they're trying to sell ads, by showing stuff that gets people's blood going and gets people to pay attention and not fall asleep before midnight or even at midnight.
Right.
So, yeah, I think there's a couple of things going on. But, you know, these outlets know that this is an issue that people are accepting of. I mean, the polls on civil unions, which certainly imply gay men kissing, there's an acceptance of that if you believe in civil unions, are very high. The polls accept that, even gay marriage. So, you know, you can't fault a TV producer for using that, even if it might be a little bit different. Although I think I submit to you that it's less different than you think, because people accept this.
Well, but listen, I'm not sure that they do. You know, just a few years ago, Coloradans voted pretty overwhelmingly to put in our Constitution that marriage was between a man and a woman. So I'm not sure that they do accept that. I think you just saw what happened in North Carolina. You've seen it in Colorado, in basically every state, in California, in state after state after state where a marriage amendment is put on the ballot, it passes. So I'm not sure I agree with you.
Well, you're right on marriage. I think the country, you know, it's debatable. It's moving very quickly. But marriage, I don't think, is there. It might be in Colorado, maybe not elsewhere. However, civil unions is. And I don't think when people accept civil unions, they have to know that there's kissing going on somewhere.
Well,
I mean, it's not like they can accept a civil
union.
And you guys, and I really hate it the way you guys, you know, conflate civil unions. And I say you guys often. Conservatives, they know they're talking about civil unions, and they say gay marriage. You know,
well,
it's different.
But listen,
people do see it differently, and you do because of your religious beliefs, and that's fair enough.
Well, but I think when you say, like, for instance, the civil union bill that moved through Colorado's legislature last year, you know, says the word spouse like 17 times or 22 times or something like that in the text of the bill. I think it's disguised marriage. Let's just be honest about it. They don't call it marriage, but civil unions in Colorado will be it will be akin to gay marriage. And frankly, it's an end around what the people of Colorado decided by putting it in the Constitution. But I don't want to get in that debate. What I do want to do for a second, Jason, is I guess the other thing about the way you did the blog is that while you mentioned my issue with Kathy Griffin, I mean, there was a whole minute and a half of me going off on, you know, CNN for her kissing Anderson Cooper's crotch. Absolutely nothing homosexual about that. A woman stripping down to, you know, basically nothing the year before. And I said that was disgusting. But you sort of tried to pull, I think, my comments out of context to say that I was only saying this one thing was disgusting, when clearly what I was talking about was just what I see is the decay of and let's not even mention that this is on CNN, that's supposed to be a news network. You know, you got Kathy Griffin stripping down to her underwear on a news network, right? I mean, that's my point.
Yeah, well, the degradation of news in this country is something you and I can, and anyone who cares about public policy, can agree on. So sure. I'm with you there. I did reach out, you know, and again, I reached out to you to try to clarify what you were talking about.
I understand.
And I tried to do that quickly, but I did think about it, but I still think, and you're I think you've confirmed what I said, that you think it's disgusting to have gay men kissing anyway. So it wasn't like I should have provided more context. Although, you know, as a blogger, you know, you're trying to turn things out quickly, and there's a lot of, you know, you're a fast talker, and there's a lot of stuff I could have put in there, but my basic point still holds, and, you know, I can go back and say you find this other stuff disgusting, too, but, you know, I think that you've said that, so I wasn't inaccurate, that gay men kissing on television is disgusting.
Actually, I'll tell you what, once the podcast is posted, or the people that record the show for you give it to you, go back and listen to what I just said, and I think you'll find that I don't think I did say that. I think what I said is I am disturbed by it. I have all those things, and I explained to you why. I think most people don't want to have to explain to their children who would be watching. You know what? And I just don't know why there's this war on people who believe that. Like, if we believe in freedom, why can't people just believe that? And it's okay if I believe that. Like you,
I think it's okay.
Okay, but then why do you go after me on a blog? Because
I think what you say is okay for you, but it should be exposed. Because I think that belief is just like your other beliefs that you might have that I disagree with. I respect it, but I think it's wrong. I think it's discriminatory, and I think it's mean.
Okay,
and,
but
and
if
to say it too much. So I have, you know, plenty of friends who are gay, and I think that's just disrespectful and it's rude. That's why. I mean, not that I still respect you and your beliefs.
Okay, shouldn't it be done in the proper context? One, that I was talking about the pushing of social mores, which, I mean, honestly, Jason, you pulled that, you said everything, you pulled it as a transcript, but you actually cut out the sentence and a half where I said this was all a setup, and that's kind of what I was talking about. And I think if you listen to it in its context again, with Kathy Griffin, what she did on CNN, kissing somebody's crotch, going through all of that, then saying, then they set this thing up to where this reporter just happens to turn around. I mean, it was almost as bad as, you know, one of the old Leave It to Beaver episodes where it was just so set up. You know, that can't happen. But go ahead.
Two responses. Number one, they set up heterosexual kisses all the time. They have a young couple right there, and you don't turn around and say that's disgusting, or you know, it's a double. That's the way they do it, and you know, we all know that. And what you find particularly distasteful is that it happened to be two gay men they set up this time. So that gets to the next question, which is because you find what they're doing as two men kissing, you find that. You know, you're not saying it isn't that in itself is not disgusting to you. Am I right?
I don't want to have to describe it. I said it's disturbing that I have to describe those kinds of things to my kids. So you can go back and listen. I just said it. It's disturbing that I have to describe those things to my kids. And that was the context that the whole thing was discussed, that I was discussing, which was this constant social push that we should be accepting, frankly, of crap TV. New Year's is about a New Year's. It's not about whether or not I support gay marriage or civil unions or Kathy Griffin kissing somebody's crotch or any of that. It's about welcoming in a new year, and you should have something on television that you can sit and watch it with your kids. Otherwise, why are we doing it at midnight when on the one night when we know kids are up? If we're willing to do that, and I hate to hear what your answer would be on this, if we're willing to do that, you know, why not just put it on the Cartoon Network and let's just push it blatantly at the kids? Because that's what they're trying to do.
I think in response to that broader thing, you know, it's hard to know where that line is, and they're going to they want to push it as hard as they can to get ratings. So yeah. I happen to agree with you that crotch kissing, you know, and depending on how naked she was, you know, that too.
Right.
I don't know where I wouldn't, if I were in charge, you know, I wouldn't want to do that.
But I also think
that it's, you know,
Jason, what if I have friends who cross a crotch kiss? Isn't that, aren't you being bad? I mean, you know, it's where you draw the line and where you choose to draw the line. Look, I've got to run. I'm way past my break, man. Any final thoughts? I want to be fair. I appreciate you coming on. I would welcome this anytime. I actually enjoy having folks who don't agree with me on. 30 seconds, a final thought.
Well, I want to thank you, too, and I would love to come back on. Next time, if I hear something that I disagree with or I think you've presented as mean or unfair, I'll call you up, I'll tweet you, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my phone number. I don't check my Twitter account very often, so anytime. I'll give you my number. You can call me anytime.
Yeah, and you know, I think these questions, these social questions, they, you know, you say conclusion.
Yeah,
it's up to the individual, and it's fair enough for you to criticize me and me you. That's the bottom line.
You got it, man.
It's good to have the public debate about it.
All right, Jason, I'll be back. I'll be back with you. We'll get you on the show. We'll have you on for another topic. Thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it, Jason Saltzman, Big Media. All right, sorry, I'm way late for a break. Way late. Take me out now.